you instantly think that that's it. You think you're going to die. It takes many lives. You know, it takes bigger men than John Hartson. So instantly I thought I was going to die. I thought that was it. And you start thinking of your children, you start thinking of your wife, your future, your parents, you know, your relatives. And as I said, that's instantly what I thought. I thought, that's it, I'm going to die.
And your wife was pregnant at the time as well, wasn't she?
Sarah was pregnant, yes. She was 8 months pregnant. It was very difficult for her. Obviously, we had a 1.5-year-old, and she was 8 months pregnant with Stephanie, who's now 1.5 herself. So it was a very difficult time for the whole family, really. You know, my wife especially, because you know she was, you know, her husband was in hospital in the HDU, which is the high dependency unit. You know, and I was in hospital for the best part of 6.5 weeks, so. She was coming home and she had the baby to look after, and she was also very heavily pregnant. So, you know, it was a bit of an ordeal for her as well as what I went through. It was just tough for Sarah, really, probably tougher. The bottom line was I had lumps on my testicles, and lumps on your testicles is a massive, massive telltale sign that you have testicular cancer. Now, I wasn't aware of this. What you have to remember is I had lumps for 7 or 8 years on my testicles, and I was fathering kids. I was scoring goals. I was training every day. I was going out for a beer at the weekend. You know, I was living a perfectly normal life, you know, and I was carrying cancer around with me for all this time. But if I'd known about the lumps, and if I'd known, if I was aware, should I say, of these lumps, which I was, but I weren't aware of the dangers of them, I would have gone 8 years ago. And that is my message with regards to the book and the foundation and the articles, is that, you know, anybody out there got lumps on their testicles, young men from the age of 16 through to 35, they are statistically the ages where it normally, statistically, comes on. It's imperative they go to the doctors and they check them lumps out. It could be a cyst. It could be testicular cancer. So please go and get yourself checked out so you will avoid. You will be taken into hospital. You may not have a chemotherapy session. I had 73 sessions of chemotherapy. So what will happen is you'll go into hospital for an evening. They will take the root problem out, which is your testicle, and that basically will be it. But the problem was I left mine unaware for 8 years, which enabled the cancer to spread up to my lungs and onto my brain. That is why I was in such desperate trouble, because I was riddled with this horrible disease, because I never got the disease early enough.
Did you just say 73 chemotherapy sessions?
73 bags of chemotherapy I had, yeah, over an intense course.
Goodness.
Over a 3-month period. So I lost 5 stone in weight. I went from 17 stone down to 12. If I'd been 12 stone and gone down to 7, I would never have survived. It's only because I had the bulk and the size and the frame to lose that weight. Chemotherapy is a horrendous experience. You know, people will be listening that have been through chemotherapy. It is awful. It takes everything out of you, not just physically, but also mentally. You don't want to see anyone. You don't want to talk to anyone. You lose weight. You're sick. You have diarrhea. You have ulcers in your mouth. It really, really is horrendous, chemotherapy, what it can do to the body. Because remember, it's chemicals that's going into the body, and I'll never, ever be able to thank the doctors and nurses for all the work and the effort, and they pulled out all the stops for me in the hospital and gave me that little bit of privacy. I didn't get anything that other people don't get, but they just made it a little bit more comfortable for me at times. And, you know, as I said, you know, other than making me feel very comfortable, they obviously saved my life as well. And, you know, I'm eternally grateful to them for that.